Irish Distillers is closely connected to the communities and neighbourhoods in which it operates. Community Spirit is a three-part series that celebrates three different community groups that Irish Distillers is proud to support. In each episode, you'll meet the founders of each community group and hear how their passion is helping to make a real difference.
East Cork really is a special place when it comes to food production and drink production. Like, we are extremely lucky in what we have.
In this episode of Community Spirit, we're travelling to East Cork to hear the story of a local festival that's as much about a sense of community as it is about the food it celebrates.
There's a good sense of achievement for us seeing other businesses and producers doing well from the festival.
My name is Julian Clancy, and from Irish Distillers, this is Community Spirit. The town of Middleton is the proud home to the jewel in Irish Distillers' crown, Middleton Distillery. But as well as being the place where some of the finest whiskies are made in the world, Middleton is also home to some of the finest foods you'll find anywhere in Ireland. If you're lucky enough to be in Middleton on a Saturday morning, make sure to visit the Middleton Farmers Market, one of Ireland's longest running farmers markets.
I'll tell you what, if you get it back, you win a prize.
Every year, for the last 23 years, local fishmongers, farmers, bakers, and cheesemakers have all gathered here to serve up some of the finest local food and ingredients you'll find anywhere in Ireland.
On the menu today, there is rotisserie free-range chicken that you can take home, or you can have a chicken in a bat with lovely salad, homemade mayonnaise, Balmaloo relish, or you could have a free-range pork sausage, or a breakfast bath, or a lovely beef burger from our own farm.
This is Annie Murphy, who's been running Annie's Roasts since 2010. As well as the quality of her food and ingredients, Annie is just as passionate about giving her customers a real local flavour.
It's giving them that flavour of what's here locally. You know, that they can taste it on a Saturday and then they go, oh, maybe we can support local.
You come down here and you meet the producer. You talk directly eyeball, eye to eye, and you can ask them what's in it. How do they cook it? Where do they source the ingredients? So you're that close to the maker.
According to Barry Tyner, who runs Barry's Pate, there's another special ingredient that makes the Middleton Farmers Market so special. The customers who come here.
What you have is you've got this kind of relationship. And like a lot of people would say customers, I'd say co-producers. It's a symbiotic relationship. And over time, they've developed this trust. So one knows that the other will always be here. You need the two together.
And where do you think that relationship between the suppliers and the customers, where does that come from? Has it just always been that way in Middleton and around the area?
Well done. It is an East Cork thing. It's a Middleton thing. It's a market town. Always has been.
The atmosphere here at the Irish Farmers Market and that sense of local pride is very much at the heart of Feast. And Irish Distillers have been sponsoring Feast since it was launched in 2017. It's a food festival in East Cork that's a week-long celebration of food magic and a food-loving community.
And then is Feast, I suppose, that's the kind of the ultimate expression of that.
It brings it all in then, you know. It allows a person to, a business, to say, right, we'll put a bit of effort into this. And you know, it's a time to shine, we'll do something extra. And we kind of like interact with people.
You know, I love to see local producers, you know, on the street, telling us their new stories, you know, setting up their businesses. Absolutely. It's all about the small people. We all have to look after each other.
Last year, Feast attracted over 30,000 visitors to the area. But despite the scale of the festival, at its heart is very much that same kind of sense of pride and community you'll find right here at Middleton's Farmers Market.
We look at the market now as it's not just somewhere though that you go to buy your food. It is, you know, that community feel that you can go and meet people and have a good time through food. So that's the special thing about it.
This is Kevin Ahern, who together with his wife Radine are the main organisers of Feast. Kevin is also the owner and head chef at Sage Restaurant, located just off the main street of Middleton. Since 2008, Sage has been serving up delicious local food that's got plenty of personality.
Give me an example of what's on tonight's menu.
There's a lovely cheese donut on tonight.
Cheese donut?
A cheese donut, yeah. So we make like a we make a nice hot sauce. So we do like a char grill the chilies, and then you ferment the chilies afterwards, make a nice hot sauce out of those. And then there's like a cheese beignet, so like cheese donut. Yeah, so hot sauce and cheese always works well. So that's one of the things that's on tonight.
Over the years, Kevin has been well known for the quality of his food that pushes boundaries. But his own tastes are surprisingly simple and down to earth.
Now, I would be a particularly really enjoy a meat and two spuds kind of guy. I like to keep things simple, but
that's interesting to hear that you would nearly describe yourself as that, like, so yeah. I mean, give me your favourite growing up. What was your favourite meal to have?
Roast chicken dinner. Yeah. That was probably still is my favourite go to meal. The ideal of Sunday cooking has always been something I've been attracted to. Traditional around the table meals where, you know, you take a time and effort in the morning to get everything ready, and then everyone's there and sitting down and chilling out and just enjoying themselves, enjoying their meal and enjoying the experience of the food and what you're having and being in each other's company.
Kevin grew up in Middleton and, after a brief stint studying to be a chef, left college and travelled around Australia and Canada, picking up his culinary skills in different kitchens along the way. When he returned to Middleton at the age of 24, he opened his restaurant Sage with lots of ideas of how to shake things up.
Back in my heyday, when I was younger, you know, it would have been more, okay, this is the style of food that we're doing and hopefully people will enjoy it. Whereas these days, it would be not just all about what you want to give. It's more of the mindset of what do people actually want and what will they enjoy and how do we get them in the door to enjoy that experience.
Like any of the local restaurant owners, Kevin would have taken part in the annual Middleton Food and Drink Festival, which ran for 15 years before Feast. Then, in 2017, the festival was rebranded and reimagined as Feast. With Kevin at the reins, he ultimately wanted to take the best of the old festival and turn it into something new.
It was kind of decided between us that it was going to be more of a showcase of the area rather than just a one-day event, to have, you know, different locations, different events in different locations, to use Feast as a platform to kind of showcase East Cork. That's what we wanted to do.
Kevin wanted to turn Middleton into a destination location. And not just Middleton, but like everywhere, from Ballycotton to Ballymaloe. Feast was about not just the tourists or the locals coming out to celebrate the best that Middleton had to offer. It was about spreading the wealth, giving others a chance and creating new locations for everyone to visit.
We're obviously in the food production capital of Ireland, in County Cork. East Cork and West Cork, like, we do have some of the best producers, I'd like to say in Ireland, but it's a global thing. To be sustainable, we kind of have it here in Cork, we're lucky.
Switching from one location to several locations, from a one-day festival to a seven-day festival, Feast aimed high from year one, and a lot of hard work went into it.
There was a lot of work went into it at the start, obviously moving from one day to a week-long event, creating a timeline for people to enjoy the area over a space of time, as opposed to just coming in and having a one-off hit and then enjoying it and then leaving. We kind of want people to be able to come in and enjoy different events over a time period.
One of the most exciting changes that Feast introduced was a focus on more live events. So it could be anything from live music, storytelling, workshops, demonstrations, all organised by Kevin's wife, Raydene.
Raydene, who looks after the event side of the festival, she's very invested in the feel of the festival. You know, that's a big thing for Raydene, that it's creating that community atmosphere that people want to get involved and work together to create something that people can enjoy.
The success of Feast from the very start lay in how Kevin and his team were able to tap into not just the community spirit of Middleton, but that community spirit that can be found in the towns and villages of East Cork.
Do I like to get people involved? You have to get them excited. And that's, you know, key to the running of a festival, is that people want to go to it and like they're looking forward to it and they get excited about it. So, and it's the same if you're trying to create something and you're not excited about it yourself, then it's hard to create that buzz around it if you're not invested in it also. So when we set it up, we, you know, people who get involved, whether it be, you know, a producer on the day or whether it be, you know, a restaurant getting involved or someone creating an event, we want to get them as excited about doing the event as getting the customer excited to attend the event. So they look forward to it and they want to go again.
From foraging edible seaweed along the coastline to meditating in the woods with forest bathing, Feast is as much about bringing the community together to celebrate the natural world of East Cork, as well as the delicious food that's made here.
Last year was the introduction of the Beach Festival, which we had last year. So it kind of ended up to be more of a wellness event. We had a beach clean, there was yoga, swimming, saunas, the barbecue on the beach, coffee. That ended up to be like a little mini festival on itself. But that was a real collective, good feel community event where everybody just met down on the beach, hung out, had a good time, and soaked up the atmosphere.
The highlight of Feast is the main event, which takes place on the last Sunday of the festival.
So the main day is on the Sunday in Middleton, on the main street of Middleton. And I suppose that's the street fair or the street market. And there's a real, real buzz around the town on that day. Like, 15,000 people, music, chef demos, markets, producers. You really have a blast on that day. It's a real, real good event.
Just like Feast, Middleton Distillery has always championed local. It works with local farmers using grain grown within 100 miles from Middleton, and the water used to make its spirits comes from sources right here in East Cork, including the Dungurney River that flows right through the distillery at Middleton. Right from the start, Irish Distillers, who owns Middleton Distillery, were very proud to come on board as sponsors and help realise Kevin's vision for Feast.
Festival doesn't run without sponsorship. It is a non-for-profit festival, so it is a community-led event for the community. So having, you know, a structure in place where we can rely and depend on somebody to help run the festival is an integral part of it, because without that support we wouldn't be able to do it, and if we weren't able to do it we wouldn't have Feast. So having that relationship between our sponsors is, you know, paramount for us to be able to run the festival.
As lead sponsor, Irish Distillers provides crucial funding for Feast. But the teams at Middleton Distillery also love to join in the festival fun, hosting a range of different events as part of the festival programme.
We had a good few events over the course of the years with Irish Distillers where we would have masterclasses, tastings, different events going on to, you know, they're sharing their expertise and their knowledge with us and the community to give us a better sense of what they actually do and what they can offer, which is a world-class whiskey that is just on our doorstep, which we're lucky to have.
Since 2017, Feast has created a space for the communities of not just Middleton, but the whole of East Cork to come together to a shared love of quality food. But it's also a chance to bring new faces and new flavours into the fold.
East Cork really is a special place when it comes to food production and drink production. Like, we are extremely lucky in what we have, from the producers themselves to the actual quality of the produce that's being produced. So it's something we can cherish and really enjoy. And, you know, as I said, with Feast, where the platform is there as a festival to create a sense of community and love and food, and for people just to really get on board and enjoy it. And that's all we're really trying to do, is just, you know, create something that people can, you know, be proud of and really enjoy.
Feast takes place this year from the first week in September in Middleton Town. You can find out more information on this year's program at feastcork.com. You've been listening to Community Spirit, a three-part series turning the spotlight on some of the charities and not-for-profit community groups that Irish Distillers is proud to support. The series was produced and hosted by Julian Clancy. Thanks for listening.